All right, we're starting a new sugya today. The sugya of Ein Onshin Umasirin Min Adin. This is a sugya that one of my, I don't know if you can say this, one of my favorite authors, Rav Yosef Engel, put a lot of time and a lot of effort into this sugya. Rav Yosef Engel has a sefer called Beis HaOtzar, which is like an encyclopedia, except unlike the modern encyclopedias like Encyclopedia Talmudid and things like that, where they have a team of scholars working on pulling in all the sources. Rav Yosef Engel was one man, and he wrote like a 30-page essay on Ein Onshin Min Hadin, and I photocopied about the first 20 pages for you in your packets. We're gonna jump around from one place to another because I read the whole 30 pages. It was mamish stunning. His bikias is I don't know another word for it. It's stunning. It's just like you sit there mouth agape, like, oh my gosh, this is one man without a computer, and his bikias and nigla nister, you know, unbelievable. But let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara Makas Daf Hayam and Beis discusses the concept of Edom Zomnin. So the Gemara tells us that the halacha is that a person becomes Edom Zomnin, people become Edom Zomnin when they testify that, let's say, Reuven killed Shimon, and then other witnesses come and say, no, you were with us on the day that you claim that Reuven killed Shimon, therefore you can't be telling the truth. So then what do we do to the Edom? Okay, let's focus again. Edom come and say Reuven killed Shimon. And then other Edom come and say, Yimanu Yisam, you were with us on that day that you say Reuven killed Shimon. What do we do to the Edom? We kill the Edom. That's Edom Zomim. Good? So that's what we do to the Edom. Let's say they come and they say Reuven killed Shimon. And then Beis Din listens to them, has a Gemar Din, kills Reuven. And then other Edom come and say, oh, you Yimanu Yisam on that day. So what do we do? It's too late. We don't kill them. We don't kill the Edom Zomim in that case. So says the Gemara, I don't get it. Isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? If when they didn't successfully kill Reuven, we're going to kill the Edom. Kal V'Chomer, if they did successfully kill Reuven, we should kill the Edom. No? That's a pretty good Kal V'Chomer. Says the Gemara, Tana B'Ribi Omer, Lo Hargu Ne'aragin. If they didn't kill Reuven, then the Edom got killed. Hargu, if they did kill Reuven, ain't Nerug, and then the Edom don't get killed. Amar Aviv, Bini, Lav Kalvachomeru? I don't get it. Isn't it a Kalvachomer? If you didn't kill him, you get killed. If you did kill him, of course you should get killed. Amar Lo, the Madatan Rabbeinu Shein Onshin Me'adin. You're right, it's Kalvachomer. But you don't give a punishment based on a Kalvachomer. Just because a Kalvachomer says that you should kill somebody, we don't kill someone based on a Kalvachomer. A Kal V'Chomer is a way to derive halachos, what's mutter, what's aser, but it is not a way to derive punishment. We cannot learn a punishment from a Kal V'Chomer. Ditanya, where do we find that you can't learn a punishment from a Kal V'Chomer?
Sorry that I'm disturbing.
No problem.
I'm not going to stay here, but I spoke to her like 10 minutes ago. Maybe I could just get a photograph instead of a video of YouTube.
Of me and Rabbi Kamenetsky?
Yeah, I could even take it with a cell phone.
Okay.
Or one of the secretaries, I know I have an account. And if it was possible, Rabbi Willing.
With Rabbi David Lukos?
You and him.
Okay.
About the Daf Yomi thing, I just wanted to give him a little bit.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay, sure.
Thank you.
I have a photo of me and Rabbi Kamenetsky from when I was 15 years old and he was 25.
That's great.
Is that a good one? I have it on my phone. I can email you that one. That's a classic.
That would be really good.
Take care. So, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You don't give a punishment.
By the way, I just want to tell you, Talmidim, that I just learned when I was here taking video, I learned things that you were teaching as I listened to what you were saying.
You see? Shkayach, thank you. So says the Gemara, Ein Onshin Min Hadin. We don't learn the punishment from a Kal V'Chomer. How do I know that? Pasuk says, Ditani, we have a brisa. Pasuk says, Ish Asher Yikach Es Achoso, a man who takes to sleep with his sister, Bas Aviv, the daughter of his father, O Bas Imo, or the daughter of his mother. So that's one of the arayos. That's a very terrible thing. You're not supposed to sleep with your sister. Great. What is your sister? Either the daughter of your father, either your half-sister from your father's side, or the daughter of your mother. Says the Gemara, "Ein li ala basav shlo basimo, basimo shlo basaviv." That pasuk only tells me you're not allowed to sleep with your half sister, your half sister that you share a mother with, or your half sister that you share a father with. Basimo u basaviv minayin. How do I know that you're not even allowed to sleep with a whole sister, a sister you share both a father and a mother with? So what would you expect the answer to be? Well, if you're not allowed to sleep with a half-sister, you're probably not allowed to sleep with a whole sister. It's called v'chomer, no? Says the Gemara, Tamalomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Ervas hachoso gila. Extra words in the Pasuk tell me even a whole sister is included in the Yisr. Adshalo yomer, yesh lebedin. Why do I need a Pasuk for that? It's called v'chomer. Im ana shal basav shalo basimo. U basimo shalo basaviv. Basaviv u basimo lo kol shekein. If you get punished for a half-sister on your father's side, or a half-sister on your mother's side, isn't it obvious you can get punished for sleeping with a sister that's a whole sister? That's why the Torah says, special words in the Pasuk tell me that a full sister is included in the Yisr, because we could not punish someone just based on that Kal V'chomer. The only way to punish someone is by having words in the Pasuk that teach it to me. Then the Gemara goes on to say, great, I know that about an onesh. How do I know that even ein mazhirin min adin, that we can't even derive that something is usser from a kal v'chomer? And it also uses basav basimo. The Gemara goes on further, chayave malkios minayin. How do I know that's true about getting killed? How do I know the same is true about chayave malkios? Says Gemara, tamalomar, rasha, rasha. We link malkos to Misa, because the word Rasha is used by Misa, the word Rasha is used by Malkus, so whatever's true of Misa is true by Malkus. Chayave Golios Minayin. How do I know the same is true when it comes to Golos? That we're not going to give someone Golos when he testified against someone that they deserve Golos and they already got it. Just like we're not going to kill someone who testified against someone that Reuven killed Shimon, and they already killed Reuven. We don't give the Eidim punishment anymore. So too by Golos, so too by Malkus. If they testify that someone's Chayv Malkus, and they already gave him Malkus, then we don't give the Eidim Malkus, even if they become Eidim Zomim. So that we learn from Rotzeach, Rotzeach. So we have drushes to learn that the same halacha applies to Malkus and to Golos. Great. That's one major sugya of Einon Shimon Adin. Another major sugya, where it comes up in Onshim and Adin, is the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tafayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Source number two. Aval Arodif Achar Behema, Tanya. Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ha'ovid Avod Zara Nitan Atzilu B'Nafsho B'Kal V'Chomer. Let's say you see a guy is about to bow down to Avod Zara. A Jewish guy is about to bow down to Avod Zara. You're allowed to kill him, to save him, to protect himself from himself, to protect himself from doing this Avera, which is so bad that it's better to give up your life than to do this Avera. Nitel natzila b'nafshu, you can kill him to prevent him from doing the avera. Mikal v'chomer, based on a kal v'chomer. Uma pegam hediot nitel natzila b'nafshu. When do we know you're allowed to kill someone who's about to do an avera? What avera are you allowed? Definitely allowed to kill someone when he's about to do it. When he's about to kill someone, when someone's a rodef. I remember when I was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. I've told you the story probably. I was in a yeshiva called Keren B'Yavne, wonderful yeshiva, and there was a student from that yeshiva who had learned in the yeshiva a few years before me, was no longer in the yeshiva when I was there. He was in Bar Ilan University at the time. His name was Yigal Amir. And he killed the Prime Minister of Israel at the time that I was in the yeshiva. He murdered the Prime Minister of Israel, assassinated the Prime Minister of Israel. And they asked him, why did you do it? And he said, because he was a rodef. His policies were costing Jewish lives, and therefore I held that he was trying to kill Jewish people. And you have to kill someone who's trying to kill Jewish people. Halachically flawed argument, certainly, to be sure. Remember the Mashgiach got up and said, I always say every year, you know, Musar Shmuz, it says Lo Sirtzach, so it means you shouldn't embarrass someone, because that's like killing him. I never thought to tell people, don't murder. Just please, boys, don't murder anybody. But anyway, that was his argument. That was based on Rodef. Rodef is a real halacha. If you see someone going in about to kill someone, so nitzel natzila b'nafshu, you can save him from the avera of killing someone by killing him first, so that he doesn't violate the avera of killing somebody. So if someone is about to be pogem hediot, he's about to affect another human being, and you're allowed to kill him to prevent him from doing that terrible thing to another human being, when someone's about to be oved avodah zarah, he's about to be pogim gavoa. He's about to affect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. to sin against God in a horrendous way. So all the more so, kal v'chomer, you should be allowed to kill him. So says Gemara, that's not a, come on, that's a bad kal v'chomer. Why? Because what did we just learn from the Gemara Makos? That ein onshin min adin. You can't punish someone based on the kal v'chomer. You're going to kill him based on the kal v'chomer? You can't kill people based on the kal v'chomer. V'chi onshin min adin. So kasav onshin min adin. Yeah, he holds that you can. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaMechalas HaShabbos Nitin Latzilu B'Nafsho. That even someone who's about to be Mechal HaShabbos, you can be Matzilu B'Nafsho. Again, same Svara. That it's Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara says that if you say Einon Shemin Adin, then you're not allowed to kill the Rodin. Okay, those are the two sugyas. It comes up a few other places in Shas. Also, those are two of the primary sugyas. The main question to deal with is why? Why is it that Einon Shemin Adin? Granted, it's a pasuk. The pasuk tells us that your full sister is usher to you, and the fact that there's a need for that pasuk is an indication that a kal v'chomer wouldn't have been enough. But why? Why is a kal v'chomer not enough to punish someone? Do we not believe that kal v'chomers are real? They certainly are real. It's one of the Yudgim L'Midah Shatar and Drash Bed. In fact, it's the first of the Yudgim L'Midah Shatar and Drash Bed. We have kal v'chomers min haTorah. Where does the Torah give kal v'chomers? In a few places. One of them is by Miriam. Avia Yarok Yarak Befanea. She'd be banished for 7 days. So she does something against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, speaks poorly against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, all the more so, she should be banished for 7 days. We learn Kal V'Chomer in the Chumash itself. Why is Einon Shin Min Adin?
Huh? Well, there's only a flash of Kal V'Chomer.
Ah, so we're going to have to see. Maybe depending on the reason, what else would you think it should apply for? Besides for Kal V'Chomers?
See, that's the only logical one. Everything else is sources.
Ah, good. Of the 13 Midas Shatar and Drashas Ben, Kal V'Chomer is the only one that's pure logic. It's pure Svara. So maybe whatever Einon Shin Min Adin is, it's about the fact that it's pure Svara, and we can't punish based on pure Svara. Maybe. Or maybe no, maybe it's about something else. And it should apply to some of the other Midas Shatar and Drashas Ben. What's the only Midas Shatar and Drashas Ben that has nothing to do with Svara whatsoever, as far away from Svara as possible? It's Gezeirah Shavah. Gezeirah Shavah just means you take two words. A word appears, Rasha by Misa, Rasha by Malchus. Oh, so it must be they have the same halachas. It says the word Vayomer in like a million places. We don't make Gezeirah Shavahs. So that's the one that's really hard. That's really illogical. Kal V'Chomer is super logical. In fact, the rule is, Ein Adam Dan Gezeirah Shavah Me'atzmo, Gemara tells us. A person can't make up his own Gezeirah Shavah. Because it's totally illogical. You can't make it up. It has to be a tradition that you got from our Sinai. From your Rebbe, from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe. You can't make up your own Gezeirah Shavah. A person can be done a Kal V'Chomer Me'atzmo. Kal V'Chomer, of course you're allowed to make up. Because it's logical. It's pure logic. It's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Sukkah. What about the other 11 Midas Shatar and Drashas Ben? Can you make those up on your own, or you need a tradition for those also? So they're probably arguing about how close to logic those other 11 are. So is this something that we would say about all 30 Midas Shatar and Drashas Ben? Einon Shin Min, Gezeirah Shavah, I mean, the only way you can give an honor is if it says in Chumash. You're going to use Midas Shatar and Drashas Ben, you can use Torah Shebal Peh, you can't give an honor in Torah Shebal Peh. Even Kal V'Chomer. Or is it Dafka Kal V'Chomer? Or maybe it's Kal V'Chomer and the 11 others that are similar to Kal V'Chomer. So we're going to have to see. Yeah?
Unlike a lot of Kal V'Chomer, it's like creating new laws, and like if you break those laws, then you're going to get punished.
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
So we have to look carefully. And that's why you have a guy like Rav Yosef Engel, who writes 30 pages in small Rashi letters in Beis HaOtzar. And he shakes out every case with analysis. So what's the reason? Why is it Einon Shin Min Adin? Why can't I punish based on the Kal V'Chomer? So, on the one hand, it might be because it's logical. Because it's purely up to my logic to come up with the Kal V'Chomer, that's why I can't punish based on it. What does that mean? Why would I say it's such a thing? Well, think about it. There's something called a Pircha in a Kal V'Chomer. What's a Pircha in a Kal V'Chomer? When a Kal V'Chomer is just wrong. Sometimes you make kal v'chomer, and you say, no, don't you realize the reason? What you think is kal is really chomer. Because you think, you missed the point. You know, it's purely logical. Your logic was off. So if it's totally up to human logic, it's totally up to my brain to come up with the kal v'chomer, every time I come up with the kal v'chomer, I could be wrong. It's one thing to rely on the kal v'chomer to make halacha, because we're humans, but to go and kill a person based on the kal v'chomer, what happens if you find out you're wrong afterwards? The guy's dead already. To go and assault a person based on the kal v'chomer, to give malchus, what if you find out you're wrong afterwards? That would be terrible, that would be tragic. So maybe Einon Shemin Adin is because it's so logical. Because it's totally up to my own logic, and there could always be a pircha. My logic might be off, I might be proven wrong. Which would mean, by the way, that if there's a kal v'chomer that we know for sure the logic is not wrong, how would you ever know for sure?
Well, like this case, it seems like
How would you know for sure? If God said it, right? If God says a kal v'chomer, or if God approves of your kal v'chomer, then maybe we would say onshin minatim. Where do we ever have God approving of a kal v'chomer? Well, we have a kal v'chomer God said to Miriam, right? That's his own kal v'chomer. But we also have, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai, and he's looking at the Jewish people doing the Egel, and he's looking at the Luchos, and he's saying, uh-oh, they're not ready for this. So what does he do? He's done kal v'chomer me'atzma. He says, it says by Karban Pesach, kol b'necha le'yochol bo, that someone who behaves like a guy, someone who's doing avodah zarah, things like that, should not participate in this one mitzvah. Klal Yisrael is doing avodah zarah, I should give them kol ha'torah kula? They're pasul from even one mitzvah. All the more so they're not roy for kol ha'torah kula. So he smashes the luchos, and what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Yiyasho kuchacha sheshibarta. Good job, Moshe. So what does Hashem essentially say? That's a good kal v'chomer.
That's like saying that one person is chasing after a lot of people to kill them. Like, you don't need a kal v'chomer for that because you're still against one person.
Which one's not a kal v'chomer? The one in Moshe Rabbeinu or the one by Achoso, by your sister?
I think your sister was a kal v'chomer, but I'm saying, like, the kal v'chomer that Moshe used over there, that's the same one as, like...
I would tell you your sister is more not a kal v'chomer based on what you're saying. The sister one, think about it. It's the strangest kal v'chomer because it's so much more than a kal v'chomer. Someone who's your sister on your father's side, you get punished for. Someone who's your sister on your mother's side, you get punished for. It's not just a kal v'chomer that you get punished for someone who's your whole sister. She's both. She is the other things. She is the other relationships. You know what would be a kal v'chomer? If you get punished for your aunt, then you should for sure get punished for your sister. That would be a kal v'chomer. Because the sister's a closer relationship. No? If it's us to sleep with your grandmother, which Minatar it's not means Rabbanan is, then kal v'chomer would be us with your mother. That's a kal v'chomer. So it's a very shvera kal v'chomer to begin with. The whole source of Einon Shemin Adin. Because it's so much better than a kal v'chomer. It's more than a kal v'chomer. It's that she's actually it. She's actually the other relationships plus. But okay, that's a kasha.
But I'm saying it could be compared to, I'm saying if one person is chasing it, let's say Shimon is chasing after Levi Hujas, Yisachar, and Zvulun to kill all of them. I'm saying, I feel like you don't need a kavachomer for that because
right.
She's also chasing after one person.
Right.
With Moshe, it's not that kavachomer is chasing, it's all these mitzvahs. You're getting even just the one mitzvah.
Right, I mean you're getting Pesach.
Right, you're getting Pesach.
No, but it's a little different because by Pesach the Yisur is called Benecha Lo Yochel Ba. You're not allowed to eat of the Karban Pesach. He wasn't giving them a Karban Pesach to eat. He was giving them the Torah. He was saying if they were disqualified from participating in that mitzvah, then they should be disqualified from getting
Torah.
Something that's a Sefer Torah. But they're not getting. He's not giving them the meat of the Karban Pesach. So,
like,
it is a real Kal v'chomer in that case.
That's
not part of eating Karban Pesach. That's not the same as eating Karban Pesach. The issue that he drew the Kal v'chomer from was from eating Karban Pesach.
Where
does
it say that? What's the source of that
again? Parshas Bo, I believe.
Oh, it says like...
Kal yeah.
Sorry, I'm not holding in time.
The Marsha in Masech Sanhedrin of Samuel Zalim, they suggest a different reason that they don't Shemir Adin. It's not because our logic is flawed and we don't know if our Kalvachomers are correct. We use Kalvachomers for halacha all the time. So if we use Kalvachomers for halacha, we should have confidence enough in our Kalvachomers to be able to give an onesh. No, the reason they don't Shemir Adin, he says, is that why do we punish people? What's the purpose of punishment? Why would we kill someone? Is it to deter him from doing future crimes? No, that's not why we do it. We're doing him a favor when we do an onesh. What's the favor? Kapara. He needs kapara for his avera. So God did him the great favor of punishments that will provide him with the kapara that he needs, with the cleanliness of soul that he needs to move on with his life. That's the concept of onesh, right? Now, if a person does a small avera, and that small onesh is going to get him a kapara. So kal v'chomer, if he does a large avera, he should get that small onesh. Says Masha, doesn't work. That small onesh may not be enough of a kapara for the larger avera. He just did a much bigger avera. It may not be enough of a kapara. And if it's not a kapara, then you know what we're doing when we're giving him malchus, let's say? We're beating a guy up for no reason. Assault. No, there's no such thing. It's either kapara or no kapara. If you're beating him up for no reason, says the Marsha, it's not partial kapara, it's a zero. You're just assaulting him for no reason. I would have said like you, that he's getting a partial kapara at least. Every bit of yisurin you suffer in life is a kapara. So I would have said. Right, the Marsha says not that.
Everything else, the source of everything is chayde ego. So if it's not, isn't they see the source of all like all the bad, like some part of it from chayde ego?
I don't know about that. In that we're still getting punished for the chayde ego. I don't think it means every punishment is still connected.
So like, how could I'm saying that even that? Like, how could we still be punished in any sense for that? How could expect some generations getting a little bit, some generations getting more? Either you have it all or nothing. How could you only get a part of it when you're, you know what I mean? Like one generation's only getting a part of that kapara, and not other generations. You know what I mean?
I'm not following. No.
I think one thing is just the holistic Chal Yisrael kind of thing, and one thing is just more individual.
Okay. So that's the second possibility of why Ein Onshim and Adin. If Yosef Engel Kedarko Bekodesh, toward the end of the 20 pages that I photocopied over here, in Beis HaOtzer on page 130, the top of the page is 130. At the end of a long essay about all the reasons about Einon Shemin Adin, he says, so when all the dust settles, there are 9 possible explanations of why Einon Shemin Adin. The last two, I don't understand. They're Kabbalistic. But the first 7, I think we could have some hasaga of. So far we mentioned 2 of them. So let's just quickly take a look at his list. 9 possible reasons for Ein Onshin Min Adin. Again, we're only going to look at 7 of them, and we already saw 2 of them. First he says, Du Gzeres HaKasav. He said in the paragraph begins, V'hinei nal lefaneinu b'ktsara, in the left-hand column. Yeah, v'nei nol defanenu b'ksara tes svaros b'hadei non shem adin v'hein. There are 9 logical explanations for non shem adin, and they are the following: Aleph, du gzeres hakosav midisur kraba achoso basav basima lomar shei non shem adin v'chein yesh limudim keila b'kamaduchti. Number 1 is not really a logical explanation. He's just saying it's gzeres hakosav. The Torah is clearly telling me non shem adin by telling me that there's an isser of your full sister. Because I already know it from the half sister. So obviously it's telling me Gzeres HaKasav. No logical explanation, it's just Gzeres HaKasav. Fine, a lot of times there are things in Torah that don't have explanations, just the Torah says so. Why is it? Because God said so. Not the most satisfying explanation, but probably the truest. Number 2, Dehamidu Mesura Kach Bahalacha. The Midos HaTorah and Drashas Ben typically have very specific rules of how they're applied. It's a chiddush to use any of the midos shatar or drashas ben. I would have said God gave me the book of Chumash, Chumash Shidur, just read it, and what it says in the book, that's what you got to follow. But God gave something called Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh comes with very specific rules and regulations. The specific rules and regulations include Shnei Ksuvna Ban Keachad, Shnei Ksuvna Mechishim Zeh Zeh. There are very specific criteria of how to apply the Torah Shebal Peh. This is the way the Midah of Kal V'Chomer was given. The Midah of Kal V'Chomer was given with limitations. Very similar to the first answer. It's also saying Gzeres HaKasav, but instead of saying Gzeres HaKasav of Kal Torah Kula, is that that's the way all the Midah Shatar and Drash Ben work. That's the way Torah Shebal Peh works. It works with rules. And this is the rule. Number three, he says, Chashash Pircha. That's the first one we suggested. That you're saying a logical Kal V'Chomer, you never know, there may be a Kasha in your Kal V'Chomer, there may be a Pircha in your Kal V'Chomer might be disproven. Number four, he says, To whom he pa'as, ta'alamed b'Kal V'Chomer, chomor mi melamed, ve'in mischaper ba'onesh ha'melamed, ve'in laha'anisha b'chinam. This is what we just said from the Marsha. The whole point of an onesh is for kapara. The din that you're learning from the Kal V'Chomer is a stricter din, so the onesh for the more lenient din may be insufficient for a stricter avera. Number five, Tam Sefer Torah Chesed Sheivesi Leil Oschess, Didavra Lamid Be Kal V'Chomer Lo Dami Lechasima Shem Beferish Vein B'Malkus. The first mission and third paragraph of Maseches Malkus tells us which averus you get malkus for. And we know that you don't get malchus. We just did a whole sugya for a lav shem ma'isa, and for a lav shenita lasaras mizus bezin, and for a lav shem b'chlelos, and for a lav shenita klase. Where do all those rules come from that you don't get malchus for those averos? It's one rule. The rule is you get malchus for those averos that are dumya the lav de chasima, that are similar to the los hasei of los achsum shor b'disha. Anything that's not similar to the lav de chasima, you don't get malchus for. If you're Isser is learnt from a Kal V'Chomer, it's not Dumya de Lav de Chasima, because the Isser of muzzling your animal while you're working it is not learnt from a Kal V'Chomer. It's a Beferish Apostle. So merely, you can't get Malkus for it. You can't get punished for it. It's not Dumya de Lav de Chasima. You only get Malkus for Los Haseis that are similar to the Isser of muzzling your animal. The Isser of muzzling your animal is a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. It's not a lav shem b'chlelos. It's not a lav anita glase. It's not a lav shenita lasaras mitzvah bezin. And that's why we have all those rules. Well, guess what else it's not? It's not learned from a Kal V'Chomer. So anything that you learn from a Kal V'Chomer is also, you shouldn't get malchus for, which, by the way, it would turn out. Even though I'm not going through nafkaminas right now because there are dozens of them. But it would turn out, according to this limud, what about something that's learned from a gzera shava, from the other midah shatar and resh ben? Should you get malchus for it? According to this, no. Because they're not to be the Lav de Chasim either. Lav de Chasim is Beferish in the Pasuk. It doesn't employ any of the Midah Shatar and Drash Ben. According to this, you shouldn't get Malkus for any of those things. But if you say the concern is a Chashash Pircha, that since Kal V'Chomer is purely logical, maybe your logic is off, then that's only a Kal V'Chomer din. That's not a din by all the other Midah Shatar and Drash Ben. The other Midah Shatar and Drash Ben aren't so logical. There are going to be a lot of nafkaminas between these reasons. Not only that, you don't get malchus on anything that's not dumya de lav de chasima. Can you get misa on something that's not dumya de lav de chasima? Yes. So maybe Einon Shemin Adin is only about malchus. It's not about other isur, according to this approach. And we'll see that can't be the case. But okay. Number six, he says, Taima Didi, my own reason that I didn't see in other Svarim, the Kasivna B'Sefer Lekach Tov Klal Beis, that I already explained in my other book, Lekach Tov Klal Beis, Duhumi Pa'as V'Shaftu Eidah V'Yitzilu Eidah. That there is a requirement on Beis Din to try to go easy on the guy. Come up with any sort of zechus. Come up with any way to save him. V'alkein mipas chiv atzala in lem lodim kal v'chomer midaiton l'chayev ve'in l'chayev rak ma'ashal kozim l'chayev b'ferish. Part of the Yitzilu Eidah is don't use your creativity to try to punish somebody. Try to save him. Use your creativity to try to get him off the hook. That's part of the requirement of a Beis Din. to have rachmanus on the guy. If kal v'chomer is totally up to your own brain, it's totally up to your own mind, it's totally up to your own discretion, don't use it to punish someone. Beis Din's responsibility is not to use their brains to come up with creative ways to punish people. It's to use their brains to come up with creative ways not to punish people. That's Rav Yosef Engel's suggestion. And then he says seventh suggestion, which is also Kabbalistic, but it's a kind of Kabbalistic that I think we could understand. It is mind-blowing. And it is one that we can't really summarize in a line, so I'll ask you to turn back to page 129 to take a look at this seventh reason of Eino Shemadin. The eighth and the ninth we're not going to do. Seventh reason, he says, it begins with the paragraph that begins with Tes Zayin. He says, Nir Leniyas Naiti L'Chadish Tam Od B'Hadei Eino Shemadin Derech Agada Based on Agadata Al Pimasha Kosov B'Sever B'nei Yisoschar B'Shem Arava Kodosh Morein Rav Tzvi Hirsch Mizitchuv Zichron Levracha. Beis Vengel is a chassid. So he says, based on a B'nai Yisuscha. B'nai Yisuscha writes, V'yud gimel midos ha'Torah nidreshes behen, heim l'umas ha'yud gimel midos shel rachamim. Is it a coincidence that there are 13 ways to understand Torah Shebaal Peh, and there are 13 midos of rachmanos of Hashem, of the mercy, 13 attributes of mercy of God? No, no coincidences. They all line up perfectly. V'nimtza kal v'chomer midah rishon. Now what's the first of the yud gimel midos ha'Torah nidreshes behen? Kal v'chomer. Lines up perfectly with Kel, which is the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. Not so pashut, by the way, that that's the first of the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim. Some Rishonim count one before that, and others count two before that. Hashem Hashem, Kel Racham V'chanim. So is Hashem Hashem, here's the 13 Midos, start with Kel? Or is it Hashem is Midah number one, Hashem is Midah number two, Kel is Midah number three, or Hashem Hashem is Midah one, Kel is Midah two? Okay, but the B'nai Yisuscha assumes that Kel is Midah number one. Kal v'chomer lines up with Kel. It's the first of the 30 Midos Rachamim. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu davens for Miriam. What does he say? Kel na refa na la. And what does Hashem respond to him? V'avia yarak v'faneha. If her father would spit in her face, she'd be humiliated for 7 days. What's Hashem responding with? A kal v'chomer. Moshe davened with Kel, the first of the midah of the midas harachamim. Hashem responds with kal v'chomer, the first of the midas shatar and dreshes ben. Moshe Rabbeinu davened with Kel. Hashem responds with the kal v'chomer. Similarly, the midah achrona of the midos is shnei suma machishim zeh. Right, the last of the Rabbi Yishmael Omers are two pesukim that contradict each other. And what's the last of the midos harachamim? No, say it. Hashem Hashem kol rachamim rabbeim no. V'nakei lo yinake. What? V'nakei okay lo yinake. What is that? That's a stira. Is it v'nakei or is it lo yinake? You know what that is? That's Shnei Ksuvim Mamachishim Ze'ezeh. It lines up perfectly. And the Gemara deals with that in Yuma, that it's a stira. That it's Vinake is Sosa Lo Yinake. And Lo Yinake is Sosa Yinake. Good. Now he says it's Yodua and Chachmas Ha'emes. Whatever that means. It's Yodua in Kabbalah that the shame Kel is the shame of Midas HaChesed. Kel is Midas HaChesed. The Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, HaKel Tamim Darko, Ze Avraham. What was Avraham's Midah? Midas HaChesed. HaKel Tamim Darko, Ze Avraham. Because Avraham is Midas HaChesed, Kel is Midas HaChesed, and it therefore turns out that Kal V'chomer, which is the parallel to Kel, is Midas HaChesed. You see where we're going over here? we're trying to explain ein onshin min adin. You can't use a kal v'chomer to punish somebody. Kal v'chomer lines up with kel. Kel is midas hachesed. Midas hachesed can't be used as an onesh. When Avram Avinu gets his bris milah, the Medrash Rabbah says, Hashem gives a brach li Yishmol Shematicha, Hine Berachti Yosov, Vefrisi Yosov, Vesbrisi Akimes Yitzchak, Bena Amma Laman Mi Bena Gvira, Hine Berachti Yosov, Zei Yishmael, Kalvachomer Vesbrisi Akimes Yitzchak. If God is going to bless Yishmael, Kalvachomer, He'll bless Yitzchak. Why does it say, why does Hashem bless Yitzchak with a Kalvachomer? Just bless Yitzchak. Yitzchak should be gebenched. Why do I need a Kal V'chomer? If you're going to bless the Ben Ha'amah, Kal V'chomer, you'll bless Yitzchak. Because when is this blessing? What's the context of this blessing? Right after Avram gets his bris milah. What's his bris milah? That's his tamimus. Avram becomes tamim. Avram is midas hachesed. Avram becomes tamim with midas hachesed. Because that's his whole personality. His personality is complete with chesed. So the bracha that derives from Avram's chesed being complete is a bracha of chesed. How are you going to give that bracha? With the parallel midah, with the kal v'chomer. If I'm going to give the bracha to Yishmael, kal v'chomer, I'll give a bracha to Yitzchak. No? Says Rav Yosef Engel, that's why ein onshin min adin. Because din is a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is chesed. Chesed is not onesh. You can't give an onesh based on chesed. Kabbalistically. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll start going through some of the things Rav Yosef Engel says about all the nafkaminas between these seven reasons of Ein Onshin Min Adin. It is geschmack. Rav Yosef Engel is the best. So, hope we whet your palate today.